Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join us. But before we go into the word that the Lord has placed on my heart, let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, that in the pages of the Holy Bible, we see your will, your ways, your nature, your character displayed. And Father, we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit, who is active and moving in all of our lives. Everyone who's a born-again believer, he is working, Lord, to bring us into the fullness of your heart's desire for us, Lord, that we can be like Jesus. We are your children, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you that you have given the fivefold ministry to the church so that the believers can do the work of the ministry, that we all can be edified and that we can all come into the unity of the faith. So, Father, we thank you for the beauty of the Holy Spirit, his precious fellowship, his counsel, his comforting presence, his divine tutorship, if you will. He's one who comes alongside. And Father, we thank you that as we look to you, Father, and as we focus upon your heart and what you are doing in our lives, Father, we thank you that all the needs that we indeed possess that are in our lives, the things that no human arm can accomplish, Father, we look not to the arm of flesh, but we look to your holy arm. We look to the hand of the Lord to bring the power, the anointing, the glory that is needed to move in our situations. Father, we take authority over every demonic attack, demonic interference, and I praise you right now that the very people of God, everyone that you have called to listen, everyone, Lord, even if it's been accidentally, happenstance, Father, you have a reason, you have a purpose. So, Father, I give you praise and honor right now. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much and that you are moving to meet our needs. We pray this not only in the name of Jesus, but with the faith that you have instilled and put into our hearts. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to bring a message entitled, Where Would You Go? And the scripture text I'd like to be sharing with you is found in John, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 69. And let me read that. Let me just share, before this, Jesus was doing some teaching, and the teaching he was doing was, or sharing, proclaiming, was having a difficulty in the hearts and in the ears of those who were listening. And so in verse 66, it says, from that time, many of his disciples, mind you, his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Just think about that. If they were disciples, obviously, they had seen the miracles of Jesus. They had heard his teaching. They weren't passersby, someone that just happened to, you know, take in a few moments of what he was declaring of the kingdom of God. But it was those who actually were familiar with his ministry, because the word says they were disciples. But they went back and walked with him no more. Imagine how Jesus must have felt. And then in that very next verse, Jesus, can you imagine him turning around? He said unto the 12, his 12 handpicked apostles, his disciples, he said, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So there was teaching that the Lord was sharing that was very difficult for the disciples who were present on that particular day. It was hard for them to receive. And as we go into the Word of God, as we really allow the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts, and as we really begin to seek the Lord and to follow after Him, beloved, I don't know if you're sensing in your own heart and spirit what I've been experiencing and what God is doing in the lives of others. There is just a deep earnest and crying out in the Spirit for more of God, to see His power, to see His glory, to experience Jesus in a new way, in a very personal and intimate and interactive way in our daily lives. And not only just in our lives, but to see those of our loved ones and our friends and families and co-workers and the people of this nation, backsliders who so desperately need the Lord, and there will be no other answer found outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But God is calling His people to repentance, to a new walk. Beloved, this is a new season that calls for us to walk in the fear of the Lord as never before, a call of holiness and surrender and submission to the living God. If we want to see prayers answered, if we want to see our loved ones brought into the ark of safety, it's going to require something. And just as when Jesus spoke, and we're going to be sharing what He said that was so offensive to the disciples that were present and walked away, so does He say much in the Word of God that's recorded that we can pick up and read in our very own Bibles. Many Christians find it offensive. Oh, they wouldn't acknowledge that. They might not say it. But the very fact that they're not willing to do it, that they're not willing to obey, shows the fact that they're not willing to receive His words. They choose the way of self. They choose what is more convenient, because Jesus makes some very strong statements. And so it's a matter like Joshua said to the people of Israel, choose this day whom you will serve. Who is going to be enthroned upon the throne of your heart? Is it going to be Jesus? Or is it going to be some other idol, some other thing that this world can offer? And the final idol to go, beloved, is that of self. It's hard to die to self, but that is the most glorious, the most wonderful, and the final step that we can offer the Lord, utter and complete surrender and consecration to Him. David cried out, even under the old covenant, he said, search me, O God, and try my heart. Prove me. See if there's be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. He knew his God. He loved his God. He knew that in God there was that way everlasting. But he was continually asking the Lord, Lord, look at me. Search my heart. See if there's anything in me, God, that is displeasing to you. And beloved, that should be our heart's cry as well. Our nation is in need. Our families are in need. The world is in need. And beloved, the church also is in need. There are those churches, praise God, who are crying out for revival. There are those who are seeking God corporately as a body with all of their hearts. There are those churches where the leadership, the pastors are preaching and the teachers are preaching the Word of God, the whole counsel of God in authority and in fullness and in the revelation that comes through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But beloved, if you're not aware, there are countless churches, denominations that have turned their back on the Word of God. They're walking in apostasy. They're denying very basic scriptural principles and doctrines of the faith. And there are those churches that still declare Jesus is Savior, but they've gone through all manner of programs and exercises and things to do to reach people. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a wonderful motivation. However, what we have done is cater to the spirit of the age, because so much of what the church, the mentality of carnal Christians, when they come to a church, is, what can you do for me? And that's exactly where it's at as far as the mentality of the world. You go to a job interview. What's in it for me? What are the benefits? And you see, beloved, if we understand what Jesus was talking about, the revelation of the freedom and liberty that's in God, and the joy that comes from a consecrated and surrendered life where there is nothing but true freedom in Christ, we understand that the greatest among us will be the servant of all. We're not looking for prestige. We're not looking for position as the world vies after, but we are looking to see Jesus alone lifted up and glorified. Well, I've hardly got into the message, and my time is gone. But beloved, I do invite you. I feel this is a critical message we need to hear from the Word of God. I invite you to tune in to succeeding broadcasts as we share the word of the Lord. But in the moments that remain, I would like to continue to make available an offer that we have put together. It's a little devotional. It's entitled Devotional Meditations for the Believer. It's a collection of just a few of the prophetic words that the Lord has given me as I've shared with UCM partners over the years. And there's wonderful feedback coming back that it's a treasure, and it's just a great blessing. So I invite you to request it. It's yours just for the requesting and the asking. That's Devotional Meditations for the Believer. I don't know how much longer I'll offer it, but while we've offered it to our partners, but we wanted to take the opportunity to also make it available to our listening audience. And in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information where you can write for to request this book then. And also, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to share those prayer needs. This is a personal ministry, has remained a personal ministry for over 50 years. We really care about you, beloved. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.